Now, fruit that remains can't be hollow. It has to have seed in it, because seed is what multiplies the fruit. But here was fruit, which is a picture of the Pharisaical spirit, or the religious spirit, and the political spirit. The fruit was there. The tree looked good. The roots were not properly developed. It didn't go deep enough. And there was no center in the fruit. And as she was standing there pondering this tree and thinking, oh, I wonder if we can save this tree, a gardener came along and she said, can we save the tree? And the gardener said, oh, there's only one way to save that tree. You got to cut it in half and replant it, and then it'll survive. And we're thinking, oh, no, you know, in our church that we're dealing with in Taiwan, we don't want to see a church split here. Is it a church split? And the Lord said, no, it's pruning. You just have to prune back half the tree, half of the programs that are going on that, you know, we've got to get back to the basics. They've got to get back to what it is that establishes the root. So we shared that vision with each one of the leaders, and we need to continue to pray for that church in Taiwan. If you think about it, it's called Bread of Life Church in Taiwan, Ling Lang Church. Ling Lang is Bread of Life in Chinese. I believe it's a key to healing in China. It's not the only one that has the message, but it's one that God wants to use there. So we want to have fruit that remains. Another story about dealing with corporate strongholds. When we deal with leaders, we bring them, let them share a little bit about their ministry, what they're struggling with, and we go into, ask for word of wisdom and word of knowledge to see what kind of cabal or what kind of special assignment is operating over those leaders. And Chester Kilstra, the founder, along with Betsy, of Restoring the Foundations back in North Carolina, shared a story about leaders that he was praying for one time, and he was asking, you know, what's the special assignment over these leaders? And he looked while he was praying, and there was an elevator next to him. So he went and stepped on the elevator, and the elevator started to go up. But he said, oh, good, I'm going to go up and be able to go to the second heaven and see the cabal that's operating here. And he got to the second heaven, and he saw the table with the figures all sitting around the table. But the elevator didn't stop, kept right on going. And he could see the second heaven, and he could see the earth down below as well. And he went up into the third heaven. And the elevator stopped, and he stepped out of the elevator. And he said it was so wonderful, he didn't want to leave. He said everything was gold, but had its own color. There was a waterfall and a lake, and there was music and singing coming from the water and from the lake and from the waterfall. He was thinking all along, what a wonderful, wonderful place. This is just so beautiful. And everything was alive. There was so much life there. He was thinking, but why am I here and not down there where he could see the cabal still operating over this organization or over the leaders that they were praying for? And then he felt some eyes behind him, and he turned around, and there was Jesus with a smile on his face. Didn't really say anything, but Chester said, I felt that he communicated to me, watch this. Watch what I can do. And he's looking down at the cabal, and he sees the earth down below, and way down on the earth is some people praying in intercession together. And as they're praying and believing God, a little explosion takes place in the prayer meeting. And it comes up, and it starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it hits the second heaven, right where the cabal is, blows it all to pieces. Comes all the way through the second heaven, all the way in, and then it just adds more life to the third heaven where he's standing. And he said, that's the way I want prayer, Jesus communicated. That's the way I want prayer to happen, that prayer and intercession blows apart the principalities and powers that have combined in the second heaven to do damage against the kingdom of God. And those prayers went right through that second heaven all the way into the third heaven, and just, he said it was wonderful. He said, I got back on the elevator and went right back down. It was one of the most profound experiences of his life. But what was happening in that prayer meeting? They were using the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty through the power of God to bring down principalities and powers in heavenly places. First of all, don't battle alone. Although you have authority in Jesus, seek wisdom. Enlist prayer support. Armies fight wars. Battle a stronghold only when you receive clear direction from the Lord. Not every stronghold is yours to bring down. Do only what the Lord asks you to do. Sometimes if we see something or we have knowledge of something, and I know that in my zealousness, in my early walk with the Lord, because I knew something, I would go after it, thinking that it was my responsibility. I got in trouble more times than not because I was just out there kind of battling all by myself. A sergeant who takes a hill without orders may expose the whole army. So it has to be, we have to realize that we need to do this in a corporate way. Repentance.